Hey, this is Luke with another Android Guys app review. I'm here with Scott.
What's up, Luke?
Not much. We got a game today, and it's an interesting one for us. It's one we've both played.
Yeah.
So go ahead, take it away. What do we got?
So this for me is more of a, I would qualify it as a test drive kind of thing. Okay. I just installed it within the last 24 or so hours.
Okay.
But I've played it, I would say, maybe 2 hours already in the game. Disc Golf Rival.
Yeah.
It's a, if you're a fan of Frisbee Golf, Disc Golf, this one was, I think, an ad that I saw. And I clicked on it to see what it was like and thought, well, I need to check out some apps this week. Let's do this one.
Yeah.
I like it, but I also kind of feel a little overwhelmed and a little constrained. Graphics are nice.
Yeah.
The gameplay is fun. The mechanics are nice. But this is one that also employs treasure chests that you have to unlock. And you can only have so many of them at one time.
Yes.
You can only be unlocking one at a time.
Yes.
So as you play, it'll let you earn trophies, but you can't earn any type of chests or any rewards.
If you're full, yeah.
If they're full. I also realized shortly after, I'd say maybe an hour, that I was like, I'm not actually going to play on any course.
Yeah.
I'm not going to walk through and do like a 9-hole course and kind of see how good I can get or, you know, it's truly just kind of a head-to-head thing.
Yeah.
So you will randomly play another player, which I'm led to believe are real players.
It seems like it.
And in the names and things that I see look like they're generated kind of like mine.
Yeah.
And then you'll see ones that have full names where people probably tied it to their Facebook account.
Right.
But some of the things that these people do are wildly inaccurate and just completely like, there's no way. This game's throwing this for me so that I can win this round.
Right.
But as you approach the game, you basically you start out with some free or basic discs.
Yep.
And as you go, you can improve, you know, do you want your, you know, you can unlock or increase better putters or something for launching. You can do things for long range, something. So you can unlock different discs. You can unlock or kind of increase them. I've seen already that I can kind of power them up to where it adds more accuracy, or the guideline will show a little bit further how far that disc will bounce and roll. But essentially, you know, you start out, you look at where the pole is, and you kind of figure out where you want to place the little target. And then all you have to do is like tap on the screen and pull back like you're doing like a slingshot.
Yeah.
And then it's, if you've ever played any type of like golf game in the past, you have like an arrow that kind of moves back and forth.
For your accuracy.
For your accuracy. And if you hit it, it might say good shot, great, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little repetitive to kind of do some of the same courses over and over.
Sure.
Because it's just one hole.
Right.
It isn't, you know, but I did realize that I've, you know, just unlocked the third one. So it changes and looks, the terrain is different. So it kind of looks cool. But I like it so far. But I feel like the game really wants me, wants to encourage me to put some money into it so that I can kind of like speed along my progress.
Right.
Is that something you found too?
Yeah, I think that's what I found. I think it does a pretty good job of staying a free-to-play game if you want it to be. You just know that you're going to be, you know, only as good as the time you're able to put into it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be, and if you, you know, you're playing against all kinds of people. And I do think it's a real people because there are in-game, there's not really a chat function, but you can kind of send out good job or
little
angry
emojis.
Faces or something like that. So there is some real-time interaction, it seems like. Which is kind of cool. I like that because it makes it feel like, you know, you're actually, I like playing against real people. If I'm going to play online, I want to play against real people.
Right.
But yeah, you're only allowed so many I think it costs credits to play certain courses or do certain things, and you only have so many. And when you get more by unlocking chests, and when a chest takes an hour to unlock or 3 hours or 12 hours, you only have so much that you can play, and that other stuff refills, I think, over time too. But I found myself when I would play it, I would play these little sessions, and then I would stop playing because I just couldn't go any farther.
Yeah.
Not because I necessarily wanted to stop playing. And I think that's where it comes into, like, they have it timed out so you want to spend money to keep playing.
Yeah.
Which, good on them, but also bad on them.
It's tough to have it show these four chests and I can only be actively unlocking one of them.
Right.
And it shows how long it's going to be. 7 hours, 52 minutes.
Right.
I can come back and it'll give me whatever is inside.
Right.
But I can also just throw some gems at it and do that now. Like, well, I got to go to the shop and buy gems.
Right.
You know, so I'm throwing real money at this thing to speed up something. When I kind of, instinctively you're like, well, we got to get these chests out of here. I got to open them up and,
so I can play more.
This thing says it's guaranteed to have two rare inside.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what rare discs are at this point. It is nice, time-wasting game.
Yeah.
It is, like you said, if it's, you know what you're getting, you don't – I think it'll be easy to resist the urge to put money into it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like the game is thirsty with attempts to do that. And it's filthy with notifications.
Oh, my gosh. So many notifications.
Just this morning, I woke up and I had three separate notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unlike most apps where you just have the one most recent.
Yeah.
This was three separate notifications for the game to come back, and you have chests to unlock.
Yeah.
And like, I know, bro.
Yeah. just pump the brakes there, guy.
Yeah. But if you're a fan of disc golf, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
To,
and it gives you the ability on your shots. You can, add curve, or you can add a little bit more roll or spin to be able to do stuff, and it feels like not just this is how far you can go and can you hit it straight. It's you can try and do different things if you want.
Mm-hmm. I got my first hole in one today.
Hey,
already.
All right,
it bounced and rolled and hit the bottom of the pole.
Nice.
Counts as a hole in one, so
right.
Yeah. So Disc Golf Rival, I would recommend,
cool.
But I would also disqualify that for people if they want to check it out.
Yeah, awesome. All right, thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Luke.